FC United slipped to a 1-0 defeat against promotion rivals Witton Albion at Gig Lane on Saturday afternoon, but remain in the playoff places with just 7 games to go. On the day of the Grand National, FC United weren't at the races and struggled to get through a tough and determined Witton Albion, who leapfrogged the Reds with the victory. After the usual feeling out process of the first 15 minutes, the visitors started to get a foothold in the game and really pressured United in everything they did and were often the better team in the middle of the park. Witton had a few chances in the first half, going close to beating John Worsnop on a few occasions, and just after the 25-minute mark, Sean Tuck made United pay for a series of errors at the back and gave Witton the lead.
It was Ben Harrison then who chopped it forward. It was a willing run from Matthew Wood on the left-hand side, but ball goes out of play for a throw-in, which Kyle Jacobs, the FC skipper, will take. No goals here at Gig Lane. Adam Jones now. Oh, and that's an awful throw, and all of a sudden... It's gone in. That's an awful mistake. Terrible throw in and real miscommunication. Jacobs there with the throw in and Sean Tuck, who scored the number 9, giving a real demonstration to the cameras there. And well, that really is the self-destruct Broughton well and truly pressed there. Throw in from Kyle Jacobs. Not picked up by Stott, real miscommunication, and it was Andrews initially who pounced on it, and Tuck who finished off, and Witton take the lead.
As the game drew on, United were giving away silly fouls in the middle of the park, and signs of frustration were showing on the pitch and in the stands, as the visiting side implemented their game plan with a view to taking something away from the game. United had their best opportunity from a corner with 20 minutes left as a Lee Neville header hit the post before being cleared, this being the closest United came to troubling the scoreboard. Margie did go for changes, looking to grab something from the game, bringing on Rocco, Wright and Daniels, but the frustration just carried on as United found the visiting defence impossible to break down. Some consolation for the Reds was that Hednesford, Fylde and Rushall all dropped points, so United get back on the horse on Tuesday as they welcome Kendal to Gig Lane, looking to get over the finish line in a playoff place for the 3rd consecutive season.